Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People radio show here on the Block Talk Radio on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People Media Network. Our call-in number is 515-602-9657. Before we do anything, let me introduce you to our co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. I'm tired. Long day.
Yeah, I know. You were busy last Sunday. Everybody missed you. And so we got you here today, so to make sure that you not be missed again. There's a few things that I want to get over before we actually get to things. But this Sunday in Green Bay, all the fans for the KC, for the Chiefs, are coming in dressed as like that five-year-old. With the whole garment, the paint faces, everything else for the thing. They're doing that in honor of that. But this is in Green Bay. When they come back to Kansas for the Chiefs home game, you're going to see everything set up like that. It's a disgrace that this idiot, this left-wing dingbat, said that a fan. You know, I want to tell you, when we go to a game, may it be a football game, a baseball game, a hockey game, soccer game, a lot of the fans dress up with their heroes, the symbols of the teams that they are favored for. People come in, especially in football. You go into the Chiefs with the Chiefs get up, the Jets with the Jets get up. You got the Minnesota Vikings. They look like Vikings. You know, all of this stuff, and whoever team it is there, and, you know, they do the whole nine yards, and nobody complained, but this moron. This guy that did that, well, he's got a lot of explaining to do, and it looks like he's going to be bankrupt permanently. See, that five-year-old kid, that family, he's Native American to begin with, so all he's wearing is his own gear. You know, and he's not insulting anybody. He's the Chiefs, so it's his favorite team, and it's only a 5-year-old kid, and yet they went after him saying that's racist because he had blackface on. But the colors of the team, you know.
You know what? I bet you he doesn't even know what that means.
Right, and in the audience, in the chat room, the fans come together with the Republican Party to the same. In this case, they all coming together on that. But we'll get into something on that also. But the thing is, life is so short to begin with. Why are we picking up on a 5-year-old kid to show the point, the so-called racism? And the guy goes around and says, you know, this kid is the reason why we need CRTs, critical race theory in our schools. First of all, he's 5 years old, number one, so he's not in the regular school. Number two, he's in one of the, most likely he's in one of the Indian schools, like St. Brie, among others. And they don't go by what these left-wing dingbats do. In fact, they hate the left for the most part because they're discriminating.
A good young man, probably a good young man with manners and respect.
Right.
Just having a good time like they
exactly.
should be.
And they enjoy it, you know, and that's a big thing. And that's very important. So we got that going on, and that's important. And we talk about that. But it shows how bad this country is. It shows how far to the left this country
that
is.
Man, I don't know his name, but he's a very unhappy person.
Yeah, he's a hate. Now you got Palestinian. They're actually Hamas agents. There's no such thing as Palestinian anything. These Hamas agents, surrogates that's out in the streets, paid for by George Soros, Obama, Biden, and others to destroy the country and those women.
They make it up like climate change. They make up things.
Yeah, and right now they'll these idiots are literally out in front of New York City. They're at front of Fox with their Christmas tree and the ceremonies and also the Rockefeller Center, trying to shut it down, because they're saying because the propaganda and they support and the people are doing it support Israel. They actually went over to a small state.
Hold it, take a breath. How does the Christmas tree support Israel?
They just want to say propaganda. They're going after Christians too.
You didn't answer my question. Christmas tree, which has nothing to do with Judaism.
Because Hamas, Islam doesn't support anything but Islam. Remember the line: what? If you not submit to Islam, you're infidel, you die. And that's what they. If you go into the Quran, if you don't submit to Islam, you die. They will kill you, and that's the
I'm
way
alive.
It is. And that's why they're doing this. And they went to New Hampshire, to a business, a water plant, because the pipes that they used came from Israel. So they tried to force them to shut the water in that community because the water's going through pipes that were made from Israel. So, you know, that's an analogy
they're
doing.
Did they tell them to go scratch?
Yeah. depressing Ilhan Mosk. He was interviewed today. They were pressing Ilhan Mosk because Ilhan Mosk went to Israel and was standing next to Bibi Netanyahu and going into the area. He was there and everything else. They refused to go into Gaza on the invitation by Hamas to go in there. They said no because you're a terrorist group. Pressure him from what advertisers says. And so Ilhan Mosk told their advertisers, if you follow Hamas and the terrorist organization, go fuck off. I don't need you. And he said that online. And he said that. So, first of all, Islam is not a religion to begin with, by the way. Yeah, the gentleman in the chat room says Green Bay Packers need to have a Kyle Rittenhouse day because he's in that area. Yeah, because he's Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse, actually, I think they're going to do that. It's one of the things. Kyle Rittenhouse was charged every day because he killed somebody defending himself because his life was in danger. And they found out it was done properly. It was to protect his life. You know, So the left can't stand that, and they got that, and you know, it's the way it is. The same thing with a lot of places around. Also today they found. Also we got word that Zach Smith is asking for. Everyone that Donald Trump's Twitter account, X account, and anyone associated with Trump, and that includes you and me and everyone else, to try and get to that because he wants to go after that, and then rewrote to them, go ahead, and you will not live more than 2 minutes. You want to try that? You go ahead. We're going to defend our Constitution and our rights. And if you come, and Jack Smith, Letitia James, or anyone else, you want to come after us, better have good insurance because we're going to take you out because we have the right to defend ourselves and our property under the Constitution of the United States. This is not a dictatorship. It's not a police state. We are going to protect ourselves, and that's what we're going to do. In fact, Roger Stone posted that, including a note saying that the judge that's in Manhattan. The judge's wife came back and said that my husband's not a comment, not a racist or anything else. And we all yelled, yeah, he is. He's corrupt as hell. How many millions of dollars has he from the Democrat Party to do this garbage? We'll find out, and he's going to go to spend the rest of his life in jail. If we don't get him to get more first, then he'll be tried for treason and hung. And if you associate with him, so will you. And that's what we're doing. We're fighting back across the nation, and that's what we're doing. So that's a big thing there. So, you know, but the point is that they're trying to shut us up now. Scarlett?
No one's ever going to be able to shut me up.
I'm waiting for you to say something. Because, you know, Trump's line is that they're not going after me, they're going after you. I'm just in the way.
And
he's 100% correct.
Nobody can shut me up. Because I love to express myself. How are you going to shut me up? I didn't violate any laws.
No. We got the First Amendment. We got the Constitution behind us. We have the Second Amendment.
Actually. And I'm American.
Right.
And I believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'm a son of liberty, and I'm a constitutional conservative infidel. And if nobody like it, the way it is. That's it. Nobody shut my mouth.
You know, there's a bunch of stuff that's going on, but what they're doing around the country, around the world. By the way, they released, they were supposed to release 3 Americans. I think only one has been released. I haven't heard anything from this afternoon, this evening, because I've been working. But that's it. I know they released a Russian national. And a bunch of other stuff, but because they have no respect for Biden and stuff, they're leaving the Americans last, if they are, and number one. And they still have a 3-month-old baby that's still that they're holding up, and we don't know why, because there's no value in it except that it's 3-month-old little girl, I think it is. So,
where's the mother?
I think they killed the mother. But I'm not sure. But the family, the grandparents, probably the grandparents, if they get it released. You know, life is precious.
Is that
and life
baby
is short.
American? Is that little
Israeli? I think it's Israeli, but I'm not 100% sure. But Israel believes in life and the thing, and that's what they do, and they'll go to the extra mile to protect life. and how they do it. And so they were kind of releasing. They said they're going to extend the pause every day for. Yeah, they said they're going to extend the pause for every time there's a 10 hostages released to extend another day, but. Hamas already broke that pause earlier, and they got annihilated for that. But they still released the people that were supposed to be released at that point. But we don't know what's going to happen next. But the point is, Israel needs to do their job, and we cannot allow this country to interfere with what they have to do to protect their sovereignty and their civilians. We don't want another country to tell us what to do to protect our civilians in our country. So why should we do that? Also, that's number one. And number two, and this is where Marjorie Taylor Greene and I just don't see eye to eye. Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't want to give any money to anything anywhere other than this country. I agree up to that point, but Israel, we need our support. I understand you don't want to give money to Ukraine because we don't know where the money's going to, but we know what the money's being spent.
Hold it. I have a question. Why does Israel need money? They're financially solvent.
Because the money's actually, the money's not really money for that. It's what weapons. It helps with many of the aid that's coming in, that's able to replenish
the
stuff
that
they're doing.
Why do we have to give tons of hold it? So why can't we give all the money that we were going to give to Ukraine, give it to Israel?
That's what we're doing. That's what we did in the first batch of that's the first bill that was signed by Biden. We actually took money away from the IRS agents and Ukraine and gave it to Israel in this battle.
Take it away from Obama and Biden and Soros. You have plenty of money.
Right. Meanwhile, they motion to do today in Congress. They started the impeachment proceeding in Morocco. They got the votes to do it. He is impeached officially. Now he's got to go to the Senate for the trial, which probably fell. That will probably fail. But his paycheck is now $1, and he's expected to resign. Starting on the 1st of December. Starts the testimonies coming in for the next week and a half, and as we're going into the impeachment process of Biden, the actual testimonies, the depositions start on the 1st, and we're working our way through. James Biden is coming in on, I think, on the 6th or 7th of December, and then Hunter Biden is the 13th. Anyone that refuses will be arrested on the spot. Because it's a subpoena, it's a legal document, it's contempt of court, it's a contempt of Congress, and that's jail time. So they're going to come in. In fact, Hunter volunteered to come in. We told him this is the process. The process, you get deposed first, and then after the deposition, we will release the transcripts and the video so everybody can see it, and then we'll set up the actual hearing before all the community for public viewing. A few days later, we want to try to get this done before Christmas recess. Otherwise, it goes in the first week of January. The actual impeachment process, Biden to be out of office, will be sometime in the middle of January, based on what's going on now. There are also criminal liabilities coming down, and West Lawn's been set up. So one way or another, Biden will be gone before within the next few weeks. So that's a big thing. Then he already knows. In fact, Joe Biden today in an interview, in a speech, called Trump Congressman Trump. And we had to play it a couple times for that. He is now mentally incompetent in every way. And even Jill Biden said this evening, just before we got on the air, that he's finished.
How about Kamala?
She's not going to be a dick. Unfortunately, is they don't want Kamala in, even the Democrats, because no matter how bad Biden is, Kamala's worse. So what they're going to do is they're setting up, like we said earlier, they're going to put in Gavin Newsom, before the convention, and he'll lose by 30 or 40 points across the board. He's not.
Who's going to be the president if Biden is ousted?
Nobody's going to be doing anything until the Biden's election. Biden's going to be impeached.
If they are impeached, because
the thing is that
the Senate's
not. You need 2/3 of the Senate. For him to be kicked out, they're not going to do it because the Democrats will go down in flames. And they don't want to put Kamala Harris because that's worse for Biden. So what they're going to do is allow him sink and then put Gavin Newsom as the candidate in the convention. And he's expected to lose Trump.
I'm talking about
Trump.
The White House. We're going to have Biden until 2024. Are you fucking kidding?
He can't do anything anyway. And the legislature, so that's what's going to happen.
You don't have discussions and shit. You people suck.
It's not, if you impeach him, you have Kamala Harris, and that's worse than Biden.
Get rid of her. I told you that.
So what they're doing, so this is what they're looking at.
I thought you had charges on her.
Right, but we can't drop the gun until then. So what we're doing is we're doing the process. We know Kamala Harris is going to be arrested by New Year's, a little before that, for prostitution, among other things, and drug cartel and all that stuff.
But until that happens,
that's when we can start making movements.
Fine.
Yeah. The guy in the chat room. Bringing Boye said, he's talking about the Biden administration may use on us the control our speech on the internet in the Christchurch call. That's being challenged in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court always goes in favor of the First Amendment. So that's going
to
get struck down anyway.
That has to be a law. He can't just do it.
Right. It's a Christchurch call to action to eliminate. No one else is trying to do that. The people in Ireland and there's a revolution going on right now in Ireland. And the Prime Minister over there, the President, whatever you want to call him, he's expected to be out of office within the next 2 or 3 days. They're literally burning down this house. Yeah, they're literally burning down the place. Right. Populism is what's going on. What happened in Argentina, what's happening in the Netherlands, what's now happening in Ireland, and in this country and elsewhere, and in Mexico, because we got, don't forget, we have an election in Mexico, and the producer, the one that wrote that's part of the Sound of Freedom, is running for president. He just got a boost from both Trump and also by the, what they call the Argentinian Trump, Javier Milei, they both support this guy, gentleman, both of them will be in Mexico to support this guy's election, and populism is going around all over the world, so that's a big thing there.
Hold on, the cartel is allowing it.
The cartel is not going to do anything because they know they're going to be dead. And that's a big thing. And we are going, when we go in there and meet these people, the militaries, first of all, we have the military, not the corrupt part, but the real military. They're going to be securing every move, and there won't be any assassination or assassination attempt because they come close, they're going to be killed. We don't care about whatever, self-defense. So that's what's happening there. Meanwhile, Vivek, his campaign staff just resigned and went to and support Trump. They're supporting Trump. It looks like Vivek is about to end his campaign within the next few days or weeks and support Trump. He already has helped Trump a lot of ways, and he's out there fighting for that. He knows he can't win the presidency, but he can use this as a stepping stone for 2028. Also, money is starting to dry up with DeSantis in some ways, and he's getting some support here and there, but a lot of the people that he expected to support him, whether it be in Iowa or in South Carolina,
Tim
is
Scott,
now supporting Nikki
Tim
Haley.
Scott, you don't love this one. Tim Scott supports DeSantis.
Tim Scott hasn't supported anybody. He didn't come to support DeSantis yet. In fact, his team is actually supporting Trump, but he's actually holding back because he wants to see, he doesn't want to jump the gun. A lot of people wait until after the primaries before they go in. That's one of the things I found out when I was running for office, that they didn't want to do endorsements until you actually run through the primary schedule. If you win the primary, you get all the endorsements. If you don't, you don't. And that's what they're doing. It's a safe bet that way for a lot of people, and they don't want to waste the money. So that's a big thing there. But Vivek is going to support Trump. He's just like him, and he's setting up for 2028. Ron DeSantis, if he was smart, he would pull out and support Trump and work for 2028. It would have been a smart move. Nikki Haley's now beating him, and she's now in second place across the board. She's got a lot of deep state in her, and she's not really a good person. Some people are saying that, like, Kevin McCarthy wants her to be VP next to Trump, and we said no. The Trump's VP is Kristi Noem of South Dakota.
Okay,
Scarlett.
I was just thinking back in time when you ran for Congress. If Joe Kaufman didn't run, right?
Yeah.
Would you have won?
Yes,
have
I would. If Joe Kaufman didn't run at that point, and he screwed up big time, and I'll tell you why he did it in a minute. But it has something to do with Bring Boye actually said something in the chat. But if Joe Kaufman didn't run, I would have been the candidate across the board, and I could have defeated Debbie Wasserman Schultz at that time, because at that time we were set up, we had the Tea Party going, and we would unite the Tea Party correctly. There's some toxic people around me at the time. I didn't have that, and things would have worked out pretty good. Now Joe Kaufman screwed up because he had a company called Starts About Hate, Americans Against Hate or something like that. But he actually had that thing, and he went on to one of the TV shows. Joe Kaufman is gone after CARE, the CAIRE, as opposed to CRE. And CARE, it was just a non-indicted terrorist group. He also exposed Hamas and Hezbollah and other people and these people and stuff in the state and in the countries. About that, so he went on, and because he's an anti-Islamic person, which you know he's supposed to be if you think, and he went on the show, and I forgot what show he went on, but the point was, he went there and he says, and the guy goes on the show, asked Kaufman a question: if your company and you said Americans Against Hate, why are you showing hate towards Islam? And he couldn't answer that. And that screwed him up. And that cost him. The answer to that is very simple. It's not the fact that we hate anyone, because we're exposing the fact that these people hate us. And why? And as far as Islam is concerned, and this is the answer to Bring a Boy, Islam is not a pagan religion. Islam is not even a religion. You can't separate these things. It's military, political, and religion together. It's an occult. You can't You cannot separate it. If you look at the Quran, you have to, it goes all three it's together. In the beginning of the Quran, it's all beautiful about all these different great things and everything else. And then you go into, when you get past the middle, is when you see the truth about Islam and the Muslim community. It's about, if you don't submit to Islam, you're infidel, you die. If you if you're gay or lesbian or transgender, you die. You know, and all that type of stuff. And it tells you about stoning women, treats women by second or third or fourth class citizens, and all the other stuff that they do in primeval days. Don't forget, Muhammad was a rapist and a pedophile to begin with. He was, and also Islam started about 1,600 years after that Israel was around. All right, Israel was first, and Islam came 1,600 years later. So when these so-called Palestinians said that they were there first, no, they weren't. They're lying to you. So that's a big thing there. So that's the reason. Remember, Scarlett, is that correct?
You're very correct. It's not a religion. It's a cult.
And these are the people that actually literally kill.
And a hateful cult. So full of...
They have no love in their heart, despite what they say. There is absolutely no love in their heart.
No. They're kamikazes.
Now, what you're seeing around the country, around the world today, especially in places like Ireland and Britain and also in Spain and Italy and all the other places around in the Netherlands, that's one of the reasons why the populist candidates are winning, is their open borders. They're allowing everything come in, and now all these people are being destroyed. Crime is up with 60, 70, 80% across the board, and 70 to 80% of them by Muslims or Islamic individuals. And the crime rate in this country is skyrocketing too for the exact same reason, open borders and the drugs. You know, since Biden took office, almost 300,000 Americans have died from drug overdose due to fentanyl.
What are we going to do about all the Hamas and terrorists that are in this country?
Trump says that one of the first things he's doing when he gets in office is once is close to borders. But number two is to get rid of everybody. He's going to unleash the military. This is what the left is really screaming about over the last few days. He said that he's not going to wait this time. If there's violence that comes up in 2020,
they're going to go door to door.
If they need to, what they're going to do is areas like in L.A. and Seattle and Portland and New York City, Chicago and stuff like that. He's not going to wait. He's going to send the military, the National Guard, in to do what they have
Minnesota.
To do to bring law and order down. And he will deport everybody.
Hey, what happened to Tlaib? Why is she not kicked out?
Okay, this goes into something else. Actually tomorrow they're going to vote to kick out George Santos, but they'll need a majority to do that. What they need is 67% of this vote in the House of Representatives to kick somebody out of Congress. They don't have it. They don't have it for Tlaib. They don't have it for George Santos at the moment. That's one of the reasons why things are not working. But if they're pushing so hard to get rid of George Santos, who's he is a criminal. He lied about things. He did a lot of stuff. But Elizabeth Warren. So is Elizabeth Warren. So is Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar came into this country. Yeah,
so
John Kerry.
Yeah.
So, but Elizabeth Warren with her Indian, they're talking about, see, that's the difference. They went after a five-year-old kid because of his dress up and the mark and his face. And it turns out that he is a national, American national. He's he's an Indian, national American, national. Yeah,
he's a
Native American.
Indian.
Yeah, he's
Indian.
American. He's an Indian, but Elizabeth Warren is not an Indian. She faked it all to go to college, and she should be in jail for that. But you know, she's a Democrat, so she got away with it.
But that was grand theft.
Yes. So that's a big thing there. But also, Ilhan Omar came into this country saying marrying her brother, which is illegal. So that's another one. ALC lied about money coming in. She and her boyfriend at the time launched money financial fraud, the election finances and stuff. And she's still around. John Kerry with the Vietnam War and all that stuff. The point is, they're trying so hard to get rid of. They're trying so hard to get rid of George Santos.
They all have to go.
They're not so hard. The Republicans are. They don't have enough votes to get her gone because they need 67% of the House. They need 67% of the House.
How many votes do you need?
About three, a little over 300.
You're gonna get that.
So that's what they need to get rid of TF. That's what they need to get Ilhan Omar. So that's the difference there.
Go after her under the Patriot Act.
We're working on that. There's a lot of things out there, but we can't. We're working on different things out there. So that's the point. That takes time.
You can arrest her as a terrorist.
That will work. That they should do, and there's evidence to do that. And I think James Comer is looking. Because I think James Comer and Jim Jordan criminal charges to do just that. It takes a little time, but they will do it. I think a lot of changes will be happening between now and Christmas and after the first of the year because they have the Christmas recess. So that's a big thing there.
Yes. They have to go home and play around their tree.
Yeah. So, you know, and also this week... this next 2 weeks, you got Hunter Biden and stuff. Well, it's going to be unique. Come December 1st, the process starting for the impeachment, like I said earlier, the impeachment of Joe Biden starting December 1st with the depositions. The first one is on Friday, December 1st.
But you don't have to vote to impeach him in the Senate.
Because this is setting up a criminal indictment and an arrest warrant, which we already have set up.
In order to impeach, you have
he
to
will be
that
arrested. He'll be dragged out. He will be arrested and be dragged out of office. That's what they're setting up. Okay?
But the Senate won't do the impeachment.
Don't have to need to send if he's arrested and being pup walked out of the White House. Under the Patriot Act, among other things.
Everybody who heard my idea liked it because it was smart.
Yeah, that and the fact that they've been working on the criminal aspect for several months now, and in order to do all this in a proper manner,
they
had to get the evidence. They were working on it. This was behind the scenes, but they needed the evidence, and they got the evidence. They got Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden, and the Biden Crime Syndicate with money laundering, racketeering, influence peddling, and many others. You know, when you get millions of dollars from the CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, you tend and then you see a balloon across our military bases and down to from the Pacific to the Atlantic. And not being shot down until it's after all the pictures were taken and sent to China, and then they shot it down in the Atlantic. And then you got the deals coming through. Now, a new one that came out today is that one of the hostages that's being released by Hamas is a nephew or cousin for one of Joe Biden's friends. And we're all wondering how much money he gave to Hamas for that deal. And that's now being looked into.
How much money did they pay to Joe Biden for that deal?
Right.
You got it the wrong way.
No, it's both ways. It's a give and take.
Okay, it's both ways.
Okay, we believe that Joe Biden is part of that because he's hesitant to go all the way in supporting Israel. So that's a big thing there.
He's an anti-Semitic.
Right. So that's a big thing there. Anyway,
Joe Biden only loves one thing, Joe Biden.
Yeah. Anyway, the 6th of December is James Biden and Hunter Biden's on the 13th.
This Joe Biden decorated the White House.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Attention.
You know, but they didn't do the stockings because they didn't want to honor the Hunter Biden's child. So they didn't do the stockings this year.
But they recognized her.
Yeah, just by because it's a political point, but they didn't do it otherwise. So, you know.
Did you see what she did? She made the dish room a candy room.
For the kids? The grandkids?
I don't know what she did. She's so disrespectful. She's such a twat. See
yeah,
what she did? You know how Melania
yeah.
would decorate the room where you would, I guess, walk through one of the rooms with
yeah.
either white, just something really lovely? She did something weird.
Anyway,
weird.
Yeah, we got, you know, by the way, I don't know if you heard or not, but the owner of Disney, the current owner, he said that woke destroyed the company and is expected to resign in 2024. They're trying to help to see if they could change things around. Bad globally, woke investments dropped $5 trillion in the 2-year span since Biden took office.
And they lost their online integrity. They lost a lot of shit. Hulu took over Disney Plus.
Yeah. So there's a lot of big things going on there.
Penny stock, they're in pink, you know? You woke, you choke, you go broke. It's the way it is.
Why?
I said, you want to do the snake poem?
Okay. I got to find it first.
And play a song first.
You're running out of time.
Play a song and do the poem. Police. What do you think, Ringo? Should he play a song? Play a song.
Yeah, I'll play the song. I'll play a song. What do you want to play?
Anything you want.
Okay. Now let's do this because we could tell the stupid judges and our message for them, including Jack
okay.
Smith. country won't back down. That's a direct message right to the throat, shot over the bow of the left. Letitia James, the judge in New York, Jack Smith, the judge in D.C., and Fannie Willis and anyone else. We will not shut up. We will not back down. We are the truth. The truth is out there. We are the people, and we're going to make sure everything is exposed. And when things get back into order, all of you, and I promise you this, all of you are going to be picked up for treason and held as a tribunal and found guilty. And if you are, you'll be taken to Gitmo and for sentencing and they'll do it there. You will not get away from this, and we're not going to allow you to succeed. We, the people, the American people, support freedom of speech and the Constitution of the United States and the liberties thereof. And you're not going to take it away from us. And you're not going to. It's not about Trump anymore. It's about eliminating us. Because the minute that Jack Smith wanted to go after Trump's contacts information and all the people he has at X and elsewhere, they're looking to target all of us. Trump is right. They're not going after him. They're going after us. And he's just in the way. And this is American Revolution number two. And they will not survive. We, the people, will survive. And that's a guarantee. Now, Scarlett, you asked for the snake poem?
Yes, I did.
Well, here we go. As per Scarlett and the millions that wanted, here it is. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she had taken had been revived. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bitten me even wide. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. Now you knew darn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. That is the snake poem. Right now, what's going on, all these so-called pro-Palestinian people, so to speak, that's the snake. That's the dangers in it, and if you don't eliminate that problem, there's enough for that. They're terrorists in disguise. They already threatened a lot of different areas and caused a lot of violence, not only in this country but around the world. And they're nothing but terrorists. They do not believe in freedom. They do not believe in support. It's not about Israel. It's about eliminating our lifestyle. That's what it is. So you're just using these people as a pawn, and you got these robots and sheep that actually that are following them, like blind robots that they have no brains or anything out there, like a cult, just following because they have no education, because the left-wing deep-bad educational system. Please take your kids out of the public school system and start teaching them at home, or go to a Catholic school or private schools where you know you have a little more control, and stand up and fight and take back the school boards, calling up for school board elections, and so win that back. It's important. And go to universities like Hillsdale College and help support them and many others. Anyway, Scarlett, you have anything left to say? Because we're down to the nitty-gritty.
I wish this everything was over with already. The holidays are coming. You know, Christmas time is so fabulous. And everybody's giving everything away. It's cheap as everything, you know?
I have to.
People
the economy sucks.
People are charging their ass to the wind. It's so sad. You know? They can't afford it. They can't afford to pay it. They can't afford to buy it. Gas went up 16 cents. You know? And it's hard. So people are living good. Because why not? Okay? Carry the bill over to another one. I'm waiting for the rents to come down.
When Trump gets in office, you'll see stuff start coming down straight across the board.
Hope so. Well,
it will be.
This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody, I'll be back on Sunday. And you know what? Let's see what goes on this week with whatever they're doing there in Congress. I have no idea. You know? And God bless America. God bless everyone. Bye.
Okay, and that is very important. And, again, we're on Sunday evening at 7 p.m., same channel. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. You can always check us out on our website at www.thetruthisthetruth.net. That's www.thetruthisthetruth.net, and be part of that. We also do podcasts, The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. And that's a big thing there, so you can check us out. We're on like 130 countries. It's many different platforms, and so it includes Spotify and a bunch of others. So Apple and a lot of things. So Alexa, you can say if you have Alexa or any of those voice control computer, all you have to do is say The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. It'll take you right to the latest podcasts. Go to archives. Same thing with the radio show. And go from there. You never know who's going to be on. Again, Sunday, we'll keep you up to date on what's happening. We'll see what they did with George, George Santos. We'll see what the first testimony in the Biden impeachment stuff. All this stuff there that is happening, and we'll go from there. We'll see what's going on in Israel and the riots around and the different campaigns and stuff like that. We'll keep you up to everything. Before we let you go, we do have everyone to pray for a little young boy. He's only 1 year old. He's very sick. He has some seizures, and we don't know what's going on with him. We're hoping that he'll be get healthy and everything. And he's only 1 year old. His name is Logan Ryan. So let's give him a little prayer for everybody. And the prayers do help. And it's a friend of our friend, the son of a friend of ours. So, you know, and that's a big thing. So I want to thank everybody. We'll see you again on Sunday. I'd like to thank the chat room, all the people in the chat room. Brighton Boy E, and whoever it was in and out, going in and out, plus the millions that's around me that's listening on the radio. Thank you again. See you on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great evening, and God bless America, and we have to stand up and fight. And remember, they're not after Trump, they're after us. So we have to start fighting back, right? So choose wisely. Thank you and have a great evening, and we'll see you guys on Sunday at 7.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. We'll see you Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a pleasant week.